this day, that we might honor you and worship you, O God, because you loved us so much beyond our capability of understanding your great love, O Father. But we want to thank you even for going on the cross and dying, God, that we might have life and have it eternally and have it abundantly here on this earth, O Father. So we want to thank you for bringing us to another close of your day, for drawing the curtains upon the day, O God, that we might be going into the night, that you might watch over us again. Father, as we come here tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, and later on we'll call out some names on our hearts and mind that's sick, and less fortunate than we are tonight, because a lot of them could not come even if they wanted to. And we just want to thank you, those that wanted to come tonight, and Father, for worshiping you. Well, we know a lot of people that's sick. We have a lot of people in our prayer box, so we just want to ask you, Lord, to be with them in a special way. Also, for our conference this night, that everything to be said and done according to your will. But Father, this is your conference, Lord. This your money is not our money, Lord, for the tithes and offering to build up your kingdom. So Father, we pray that everything will be done, Lord, if anything will be spent, Lord, this day, Lord, will be the building of thy kingdom. So we want to thank you again for this day and the blessings of life, and all these we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. At this time, conference is now in session. Now, everybody have a copy of the minutes. We have a call conference minutes and also a regular conference for the last quarter. Everybody have a copy of that. Should have two. A call conference for our piano. And as we own that, I think it's supposed to be here. They're supposed to be tomorrow. Is that right? Supposed to be here at the church tomorrow to check it out. And for it's supposed to be delivered tomorrow. Is that right? Supposed to be delivered tomorrow. Tomorrow. Good. Okay. So you have a copy of our last quarter conference and also our call conference for our piano. Everybody read them. Everybody really concerned about them conference minutes, ain't they? I don't know, me too. Any questions on them? Any discussion on them? If not, thank you, Miss May, for a good report. Okay. We have our budget report for this quarter and also the youth budget, but this will take the church budget for this quarter. And we'll look over on the back of it. It tells us the count of our balance. Our saving that goes into our saving every month is $24,000. Our checking is $22,173. Now, Ms. Suzanne told me that they just received the bill for our church insurance, which is about $3,600 a year for the church and the church ground, which is a lot of money. So that's got to come out of that $22,000. And also the $3,000 from the piano also has got to come out of that. So it'd really be around $16,000 when those two checks are wrote for PN, and also for the church insurance would be about $16,000. So we got $24,000 in our savings account and $16,000 in our checking account, and both of them together will be around $40,000. We hold it pretty close at every time that we have a quarterly meeting. In the last quarter we spent around $9,000, a little better, best I remember. It's in the minutes there on our air conditions in our social hall. We've done away with our two big air conditions. They was gas, and we got efficiency of the new air conditioning, so that was took care of. Last quarter was about $9,000. I think that's in the minutes, right? I don't know if we've done anything else or not. This quarter, then, we got, you know, the piano, and I don't know what else, whatever we'll take care of. But anyway, we got a lot of upgrading to do on our old building, so we're going to have to kind of do it a little bit at a time. But anybody have any discussion on how this is presented to the church? I don't know, Carl. I don't think we have. I think we just got that one company. It's Farm Bureau, isn't it, Suzanne? It's Farm Bureau. It'd be a good idea to get a couple of men to look into that.
Yeah.
What did you say, Marshall? Why don't we look into that? Suzanne, do you know who's got an insurance policy? Okay. To get the quote? Yeah, because if you don't, you'd have to have, you need apples or apples, you know what he's covered, so you know what they covered, you know. Why don't we get, Mother Marcia, would you be willing to look in that with some of our deacons? All right, how many of y'all want to do it? Y'all want a couple of the old deacons to do it? Got time? And bring it back to the church next quarter? Yeah, we'll probably have to, we probably need to go ahead and send them a check, you know, cover us, and then if we get some. If we don't, though, we need to keep what we got, I mean, until we do. Yeah, if we get a chance to do that, then we'll let you know. Okay. Okay. Who we want to help, you deacons, who you want to help out? Y'all got time. Who wants to help out? Jim? Anybody, any of the rest of us here? Want to help? Got time? You want, call him, let us know. We'll get some of the deacons to meet with you and find out, or anybody else is interested in doing it. But we... Steve said he will. Just get a contact with a marshal and call the deacons. They'll do that. Okay. Anything else on our report? Any discussion on our report? No discussion carried by the church. The youth. Everybody got a copy of the youth that just went. Had a good time and appreciate the youth of our church. Anybody got any discussion on our youth report? Anybody got any discussion on our youth report? I'm moving along pretty fast here now. I'll be able to preach for long. All right, no discussion on that. It's carried by the church. Okay, how about any deacon recommendations? Y'all got any? Y'all don't know of? Okay. So we've got a lot of maintenance to do on our old buildings over there. I mean, they really run down, so we've got to do a little bit at a time, but trying to figure it out. When y'all get it together, let us know. All right, how about some old business that we didn't have took care of? I guess all the old business I can think of is the Piana, and it's fixing to be took care of tomorrow, right? So I don't think we have any old business left over from last quarter. Air conditions, piano, everything has been took care of. We brought up to the church. You know what? Okay, that's new business, is that right? What they're talking about is a food warmer for the social hall. Best I understand it, because we'd like to have some brochure on for the church know what it is. It's like a refrigerator. We got shelves in it, you know, and you open the door and instead of the ladies having to rewarm their beans and whatever else they bring when they have a feast over there, you can just put it all into this shelves and warm it all up at one time. Am I correct? Y'all help me, because I ain't never seen one either. All right. You have to rake your food out in the pan? Okay, we got to, what we got to do is find out what we got and bring us a picture of it so we know what we want. Anybody know any price what we might be talking about? Are we talking about $1,000 or what are we talking about? Because I'm talking about something, I don't know what I'm talking about. Well, what are we talking about? How much? 700 for all three of them. That was, you don't know if you can get a deal like that. Huh? Yeah, that place in Savannah. All right. Okay, why don't we get somebody together? I'm going to tell you what you better, anybody wants to get together, find out what we're talking about and bring it back to the church, because, you know. I think so. We got to ask the women what they want, because us men don't know. Yeah. Okay. You can check on the price. Look at him. That's brand new, $1,500. Huh? That new one's though. We don't know if we can get a second Hammond like we want, do we? Okay. Will you be willing to help check in and out? You and all right. Stevie's gonna get the address and check on it, and we. Okay. We gonna have to have some ladies on it. All right. And they gonna have to decide. So you church gonna let these ladies decide how many we need, and then everybody else gonna be satisfied what they decide. Okay, y'all got that? All right. Whoever ladies, whatever we put on it, and they decide what it is, everybody else gonna be satisfied, ain't they? Okay. Cause we don't want 17 different kind. All right. Huh? Let's. All right, we got to have somebody that's over. Lucille's over the social hall, so she's number one in charge of it. You got time?
Oh, yeah, I got time.
Okay. All right, now, y'all nominate somebody else if y'all want to. Go ahead and nominate. We got Miss Lucille. She's over there. Stephen's going to be heading it up with finding out the prices, and Miss Wendy's going to be on it whether she likes it or not. Anybody else? Anybody volunteer? Who? Suzanne volunteer. Anybody else? She don't need a volunteer. No, she don't. No, she does enough of going. Anybody want to volunteer? We got Lucille, Wendy volunteered, and Suzanne volunteered. She don't really need to. Okay, y'all got their names down. We'll put it down. So when they decide, we don't know what the price, because we don't know what to even ask for, but we got to, yeah, Carl. Are we talking about going at how much? Are we talking about that second hand or new ones? TV, is that second hand place you're talking about? Okay. Well, let's go with $1,000. Anybody got any rejections of that? I ain't supposed to do this. Anybody, let's go with $1,000. And then, like I said, you don't have to spend it if you get. Amen. That's good. That's what we need to do. I hear a second. Anybody, any discussion on it? All in favor, say amen. Amen. That's took. Oh, yeah, the ladies, too. Don't forget the ladies throw it in there, too. These are about is going to do this. And them ladies, okay? We got that down, Miss May. All of hear a motion, we accept these ladies as they got to say so on this. Ray made a motion. Hear a second. All in favor, say amen. Amen. We're going to like it. Okay. Anybody else? Any other new business? Miss Suzanne said she needs a little bit more money to carry over or to carry us up to the time school's out for feeding our kids over there. She said she needed about $250. She'd carry her up to the time when school's out where they quit doing it. All you'd have done was ask the deacons, they would have given that, but we're going to do it through the church. She needs $250. Hear a motion? Hear a second? Any discussion? All in favor say amen? $250 for the youth. For the kids. Anybody else? Any new business? Any old business? Any business at all? All right. I hear a motion. Conference closed. Orville made a motion. Conference closed. I hear a second. Jim, second. All in favor of saying amen. Amen. All right. I don't know where I'm at now, but I think I'm supposed to be doing the prayer report, right? Okay. No wonder nobody don't like conferences. I don't either. Okay. Got your prayer report. We'll go over it. Bulletin's Junior Dennison is doing about like he was, the best we understand. Still got a long ways to go, but he's still over at the nursing home there in Jessup. And if any updates on any of these, let us know. Grace Harris, anybody checked on her, heard from her lately? Somebody said they went by and see her and she was gone. Who was that? I don't know. Okay, they was gone, right? Y'all hadn't heard from her since? Okay. We'll leave her on. We check on her again. Miss N.E., you want to leave you on? We're going to take her off. Appreciate she's able to be with us. Okay. All right. Do we have anybody else that we need to add that's on our church family to our bulletin report? She is. Where at? In Brunswick. Okay. Is there the back? Okay. Yeah. They do that in a hospital or some eye doctor in her office, or they do it in the hospital? They're in the hospital? Okay, they got to put her to sleep. Okay. Cheryl Lyman, we need to add her to it, and that's Friday. Okay, anybody else of our church family? Who? Who? Johnny, yeah. What's wrong with him? Oh, I didn't know it. Hadn't got kidney stones? Infection can hurt too. Okay, Johnny Clark. Anyone else? Anyone else to add? If not, we'll go over our senior adults. Y'all have any updates, please let me know. Brother Vernon Marshall said he had checked on him and he's doing pretty good. Aldine Griffin. Susie Griffin. Irene Mobley. Junior and Dorothy Zapp. Marshall said he checked on them. They doing about as good as they been doing, Marshall. Jeanette Lohman. Miss Yvonne Dixon. I'm going to call Grace Harris out. Miss Betty Sapp. Any I left out, or y'all got any updates on any of them? If not, to our extended church family. Hadn't heard from Bonnie. I think Sam said she hadn't had a good day in a while. But Bonnie, is Jake still in the hospital, Marshall? Okay. Jake Dixon's out of the hospital. Jesse Lewis's mother, Mary, I think is her name. She's got hospice care and just a few more days according to their diagnosis on her. Yeah, that's Jesse Lewis. Most of us knows Jesse. It's his mother, Mary. Any more of our updates or anybody we need to remember on our extended church family? Who? Was he from Scriven? Little Wissy. Okay. What was her name? Okay. Yeah, she was your friend, right? Yeah. Okay. Who's that, Marshall? Okay. Member of the family's lost his loved ones. And that little baby y'all having to sing for, Coleman, that's Darwin's Lee. Huh? the 5th on Friday night. Okay, that's Darwin's Lee grandbaby, you know. And his daddy's name's Scooter. His daddy's name's Scooter Lee, or that might be his nickname. I talked with him when I was up at the funeral, and he said it's just amazing how that little baby just about changed all their lives, you know. And it's a miracle. Anyone else? It is. That's good. Any other praise report? That's good. That's what we need. Lord. That's a lot for me. Yeah. Okay. Charles Birch. Okay. Amen. Anybody else come home from the hospital? Yeah. Okay. All right. He come home from St. Vincent. They just charged his battery. Well, that's good. There weren't nothing wrong with him. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's good. Good report. Who'd you say, Joyce? Yeah, Mr. Juwan's going to have a procedure in the hospital tomorrow. Okay. Yes. Huh? Did you? Good. You know there's always somebody going to the daughter to the hospital, ain't they? Hannah's got the flu. Yeah, she's been sick for several days, I think. You know, since Sunday, I think she got sick. Hannah. That flu's a bad thing. Bad thing. Huh? Yeah. She got the flu. And I don't know what she got. Several things wrong with her, I think. Who? He fly back from Arizona? I didn't know he was in Arizona.
He had to go.
He did? Maybe he won't have to stand in line like they claim he had at the airport. Hey, pray for a safe trip back, I know. Hey, anyone else? Anyone else? If not, Brother Robert, how about leading us in prayer, please?
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Robert. I know our time is just about up, but after studying all day long, I just got to say something. It just wouldn't be fair. Hebrews chapter 11, we talked on faith anyway. Just get a good dose of faith, what we need, to learn to live above sea level. We need to learn to live above sea level. And Hebrews chapter 11, just take maybe one verse, one and maybe verse 3. I know I won't near about get through, but we're talking about faith. Seeing the invisible. I'm telling you, you'll never live a victorious Christian life until you learn to live above sea level. The world says, you know, seeing is believing, and the Bible says believing is seeing. So verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Substance. That means the guarantee of things you have hope for. Well, what's hope? That's the assurance based on the promises of God, mingled with anticipation. That's what we're going to have. And by faith, faith guaranteed the things of God that He's promised us. And He's promised us a lot of things. So we thank Him for that. And the evidence of things not seen. Now in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 16, it also tells us, by Him were all things created that were in heaven and in earth, the visible and the invisible, whether they be thrones or dominion, principalities or power. All things were created by Him and for Him. Everything that we see is got stamped, made by Jesus Christ. You know, every time you go to a store, you see something stamped, made in China. Well, I'm going to tell you what, this universe is stamped and made by Jesus Christ. Once in a while, you get to see something made in the United States, and I like to see that once in a while. You don't get to see things very often, but what more important than made in the United States is made by Jesus Christ, this universe that we have today. Now, Jesus Christ created the invisible and the visible things. The universe made by Him. So let's look at just a little while more on the reality of the unseen world. The reality of the unseen world. The world is very, very real. The unseen world, whether we believe it or not, is very, very real. And we're talking about the spiritual world we have not saw with our eyes. It would be ignorant to say, you know, because I can't see things, they don't exist. You know, just because you can't see them don't mean they don't exist. It's like saying a blind man that there's no such thing as a rainbow because I can't see it. No thing as a sunshine because I can't see it. Because we can't see things don't mean they do not exist. And the things we do not see is more important than the things we see. I can assure you of that. There's more to life than what you can, the five senses, what you can touch and taste, smell, hear and see, as it said, you know, in the great word of God. Now, by faith, you know, our faith is a subject of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And then in verse 11 of that same chapter, drop down in verse 11, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Here it says, you know, the unseen world was here first. The unseen world was here first, before the seen world. The visible is made out of this universe. Everything you see was made out of the invisible. Everything we see was made out of the invisible. Now, if we can comprehend that, the invisible things was here first. And the invisible things I'll be here last. You need to grasp that. You know, they try to create life in a test tube, the sciences, you know, where they think they have to create a life in a test tube in some building or another. But, you know, all that's all about is that the science is trying to disprove that we don't need God. That's all it is. They took what God already had and tried to make life out of it. They can't make life. It's amazing how people think that they can do without God and don't believe there's a God. And, you know, God says it's going to be that way in Psalms 2 and verse. It says, the kings of the earth set themselves and rulers take counsel together against the anointed one, just Jesus Christ, saying, let us now break therefore the asunder the bands and cast away the cords. You know, that's what our country is doing now. They want to cast away all the cords and the restraint of God on a society of people. You know, they want to do away with all everything. And it's going to get worse, not just in our country, but in the world. Because you see, when these invisible things comes to an end, the visible things come to an end in the book of Revelation, the all manner of the mankind is going to raise up and shake their fist at Almighty God. Can you imagine mankind wanting to take on God? Well, the Bible says that's what's going to happen. And it's happening today, really in ways that we might not even understand. And of course, you know, when he fights that war at the Battle of Armageddon, all it's going to be is just the word. It's going to do away with it. And that's going to be the end. But mankind thinks that they can outmaneuver God and be stronger than God. The nations. Well, the invisible world that was here first, and I said that it's going to be here last. But 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporarily or temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The visible was here first, and invisible was here first, and he'll be here last. As you think about this, the really invisible things are what's really, really important. It's really, really important because you see the invisible here first. And what you cannot see, was here first, and it's gonna be here last. But the substance of these things, the evidence of these things, we cannot see. But the reality of the unseen world, it's here. There's an unseen world that we cannot see. And the reserves of the unseen world. If we can understand this, because you see, the unseen world is really the world that we're going to. And it really exists. We've never seen it, but I'm going to tell you, I know it exists. And it's important. You know, resources in the time of trouble is this unseen world. And depending upon Paul wrote most of this, and he's talking about the things that he cannot see and how it kept him going. You see, what really keeps us going, what really brings us to church, what really brings us wanting to serve the Lord, what really makes us where we keep on going, what makes us think, you know, that there's something else. There's something beside this little short life that we're living. There's something else besides going to work and coming home and living just a few days on this earth. There's something else. I mean, God has made it in mankind that this life is going to be over for me before long. But there's something else. What is that something else? It's that unseen world that was here first. And all these things he says are going to pass away. Everything's going to pass away if man knows. Everything that we see in this world, the universe, the stars, going to fall from their orbit. You know what it says? It's going to, the great thing's going to roll up like a scroll. The mountain's going to fall. This is everything we know of, if we can see, feel, touch, is going to be gone. And then it's going to be left, the invisible that we cannot see. There's something. Paul says, you know, it's a resource in a time of trouble to think about this. You know, that there must be, there's going to be some better days. In 2 Corinthians 4:3, it says, but if the gospel be hidden to them that are lost, in whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them, which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sakes. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This, Paul says, this is the reason I can keep going on. You think and read what happened to Paul. Now, I'm going to tell you, he was stoned, left for dead, whipped, shipwrecked over and over and over. He endured. He kept on going. Why? Because he was looking for the eternal. He was looking for the unseen world. And I'm telling you, you know, the Bible says it's not what we see. There's something behind this world. There's something out there in the future, and it's that unseen world. It kept Paul going and gave him the power to keep going. In that same chapter of Corinthians, verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inner man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The things are eternal, Paul says. You know, faith to see the invisible. Now, that's what we need. And I want to tell you, we're going to struggle. We're going to have trials. We're going to have disappointments in life. There are going to be sicknesses. There are going to be death. There are going to be all kind of matter of things that's going to happen to Christian people also. What keeps people going on and going on and going on? Because Paul says faith is seeing the invisible. I'm going to tell you, you're going to keep going because there's an invisible thing that we must look to. It's a resource in a time of trouble, as we see. That's what keeps us going on. Paul says, you know what? That keeps me tuned in to this other world. Old Corrie Ten Boom says, you know, if you look around, he says, you know what, you'll be distressed. If you look in, you'll be depressed. But she said, if you look at Jesus Christ and look up, she says you'll be at rest. And that's because you see the unseen world. But not only the resource in time of trouble, but resource in time of fear. I'll make this kind of short as I can because I know I'm running out of time. But you remember when the Assyrian king was after Elisha, and what happened is every time the Assyrian king wanted to go up against Israel, well, God would tell Elisha what was happening, how they was going to arrange the battle and everything. And everything he talked about, the king had all his commanders there. And the army of the Israelites would already know what was going to happen. And he said, well, I'll get rid of that prophet of God, because he knew God was telling him exactly what was happening. Oh, well, Elisha. And he says, what I'll do, I'll go there and I'll take and cut his head off. I'll make him a foot shorter than what he is. Well, he didn't send two or three people. He sent a whole battalion of chariots and men to get that man. And, man, they surrounded him. You know, it's in King chapter 6. I don't know if I get a chance to read much of it, but it was in Kings chapter 6. And they surrounded him. You know what, Elijah, he wasn't scared at all. And you know what he done? He said he had a servant with him. And he told his servant, he said, go look. He run up there and looked. He said, good gracious alive. He said, the Syrians, they all around us. They got 10,000 chariots. They all around us. You know what he says? He said, don't be afraid. And then what he says in Kings. And when the servant of the man of God was raised up early, gone forth, behold, a whole host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And the servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? And then he says there in verse 16, and then Elisha said to him, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, mountains was full of horses and chariots round about him. Open his eyes. Now all of a sudden, he saw more chariots on their side than was on the Syrian side. You know what that was? That was the Lord. That was the Lord. Because you see the unseen world. And Elijah said, you know, he prayed, Lord, open his eyes that he might see the unseen. You know, I wonder what the Lord has said for us tonight. You know, sometimes fear comes to me, and there's troubles with my family and your family and everything. You just feel like you just can't hardly make it, and I don't know if we're going to make it or not. Sometimes things just look like it gets so big and so much it's just going to take us away. I mean, we're just going under. That's all there is to it. I mean, if we can't handle it, we're going under. And then the Lord will send 10,000 times 10,000 angels to open your eyes and see what they're doing. Imagine that God is protecting us tonight. Can you imagine that, you know, that you've been in a hospital and didn't know what the outcome was going to be, and here you sit here tonight. Some problems you went through with your family, didn't know if you're going to make it or not. Just, you know, everything about life's going to fall apart. And there, you know what it is, you made it through. You know what, God sent all those angels, and you know what he wanted you to do all the time? He just wanted you to open your eyes and just see the unseen. Because with God, you know, is majority. Help us to open our eyes. See, if we learn to live above sea level, we won't have these problems. To start with, you, it's a assurance of the time of we have troubles and fear, and then temptation. I won't be able to go in that, but temptation. But I tell you what, old Moses. I was going to read about old Moses there in the same chapter. You know, Moses was raised there by the Egyptian Pharaoh's daughter. to come to time that, you know what, he had a position to be one of the greatest and powerfulest men on the face of the earth at that time. The known power of the world was Egypt. It was Egypt. You know, it come time then to make his decision. And you know what he says? You know what? I have measured. I have abstained. And I've measured it. And you know what he done? He started calculating. That's what that word means. I have abstained the riches of the Lord. And I've calculated it. I've added it up. I've seen all that it's going to give me, you know, on the side of the Egyptians. Money, power, and prestige. And then I've seen the invisible, what God's going to give me. And he started adding all this up on his list. He kept adding it all up. You know what? Then he chose the invisible. He saw already what he was going to have. He's going to be on the throne. I'm on gold, silver, prestige, power, riches of everything that man could ask for on the face of this earth. You know what? He turned it down for something he couldn't even see. He turned it down for something he couldn't even see. The invisible. Why? Because he abstained. He averaged it out. He put it on his chart. And he says, you know what? God is a heavier on God's side than it is on the Egyptian side. And he chose to serve God. You see, so we find out the resources in time of temptation. And they come to you too. Many, many a person, you know what, this world is offering things and say, well, now, you know, if you take this job or if you do this thing here, if you buy this or that, you know, you're going to have to quit coming to church because you won't be able to work on that day. I mean, you got to work on that day or it's going to travel this here. You're going to do this. Well, if you buy this right here, it's going to put you in debt and then you can't serve like you ought to. You know what? This world offers us all the time these temptations because we can see them. And God says, listen, if you just look at the unseen, if you just look at the unseen. So today, tonight, learning to live above sea level, if we just could learn to live above sea level, you know, and that is to see the invisible. Can you see the night where you're going to be 10,000 years times 10,000 years from now? Through the spiritual eyes above sea level, what you're going to have? Riches upon riches upon riches of the glory of God. Man, I'm telling you, we come to this world of sin. I'm going to tell you what, pain and sorrow, but I'm going to tell you, we're going to a world where there won't be no pain and sorrow. The unseen world, I can't see it right now with my eyes, but I can see it with my spiritual eyes. The invisible things is more important than the visible things here on this earth. How long have you been here? Not very long. You're not going to be here much longer. There's a place called eternity, way out there when all this seen world is gone. And it's going to be great and grand. That's what kept old Paul going for all the things Paul went through. You see, faith shouldn't be altered by appearance, shouldn't be favored by feelings, and faith is not limited by logic. And I won't have time to go into that. But I'm going to tell you, you need some faith. You got a little faith. If you got a little faith tonight, it's hard for me to quit. Y'all know that, don't you? You got a little faith tonight and you want it to grow. Did you know how they built the first bridge across the Niagara River, where the Niagara Falls is? I was reading today, it was before they had any type of this modern equipment, no helicopters. They had a kite, and they flew a kite across the Niagara River on a string. Had somebody on the other side. And they got that kite and that string, and then they tied a small cord around it, and they pulled it back across. They got it back across, and then they pulled a little bigger rope back across. And they got it back across, and they pulled another rope a little bit bigger back across. And then they pulled a cable across. And then they had their bridge. It started a little bit at a time. And they added to it. You got a little faith tonight? You can add to it. As you bring that string across your life and keep dragging it across, it get a little bit bigger. A little bit bigger, and a little bit bigger. And before long, you'll have a faith of bridge that you can cross in life, as old Paul did. And that's what each and every one of us needs, is that great bridge of faith that we have, we need to keep on growing in our faith. Thank you again tonight. We're not going to have time. I know I went long. Barry, he had already had a song we were going to play, but we're going to stand and dismiss. It's cold out there, and the kids are already out there, and I'm going to get mad, and the ladies are going to whip me and everything else. But anyway, appreciate y'all tonight so very much. Invite somebody to be with us Sunday. Anybody